I have spent many a late night up with you, scared out of my wits. What do you say about that?
Have you been listening to The Seventh Dimension or
I
something?
Have. Yeah, absolutely excellent. What got you started? What was the book that got you started reading?
Oh, well, that's an interesting one, actually, because I was a really difficult child with reading. My mother got quite... she didn't know what to do because I just wasn't reading. I was quite interested in writing, so somehow I'd assimilated the whole reading thing. But she eventually took some advice from the school, and they said, get him something that he's really interested in. So it was a dinosaur book. It was a great big book with loads of pictures of dinosaurs and lots of information and all the strange names, you know, Diplodocus and all that. And, well, Diplodocus, as we say now. So that's what got me into it, really. As for storybooks... Well, Brer Rabbit, Jennings and Derbyshire, which were, you know, the sort of very upper-class school stories. Nothing to do with me. I was, a state school. But, yeah, stuff like that, really.
So you've obviously kept the passion, and that's why you've come along to the Get Reading Festival today.
Yes, I have. I mean, the reason I keep a passion about reading is that it's the only way we have access to all the stories from the past, you know? And we are the sum of our stories. All of us, every day, tell stories. You never guess what happened to me today, that kind of thing. You know, even if it's about the train being late. And that's why I think reading is massively important, not just for history, but also going forward. Because, writing stuff is the way you plan everything. And it's the way you can tell people more and more. You know, all the stuff people love, computer games, movies, television, they all start with the words. You know, and so many of them come from books now as well. I think reading's massively important, yeah.
Are you ashamed of yourself for scaring loads of people when you used to do the voice of the Cybermen?
And the Daleks. Yeah,
are
no, I still do it. I'm going off to the Albert Hall to do some more for the proms. I'm going to be intimidating the conductor as part
well
of the
done,
BBC
well
prom.
Done.
No, I'm not ashamed at all. It's lovely, you know, I loved being scared as a kid. And, it's great.
I was behind the sofa many times. Thank you so much.
Do we know what's coming up in Doctor Who? Can you give us any secrets?
I can't, what I can say about what's coming up in Doctor Who is that there's a 50th anniversary special coming up on November the 23rd, which is the date, and it's going to be amazing. I can't tell you how I know that or why I know that, but it is going to be incredible.
Thank you. Get him round the back, Matthew.
We'll get answers.